Hello, church, and welcome to another video podcast of Amana. I'm Pastor Jeff Glenn, and it's my pleasure to take you through the Word and get some encouragement each morning or whenever you're listening to this. And feel free to like it and to forward it on to others if this is an encouragement to you. So we've been the last couple of weeks in the book of Luke just looking at different stories, and so I thought we'd just continue that this week with a story here in Luke 6, right at the end of Jesus' discourse. He's been speaking previously about basically the condition of the heart, how the condition of the heart brings forth good and evil. And he finishes up this section with really a challenge to those who are listening, as well as us today. So follow along, Luke 6, 46 through 49. "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he's like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently against that house, it could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and ruin of that house was great." And so, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do that which I say? That's a great challenge for those who are listening and for us today. You know, we know that Lord means master, and it's got a deep meaning, a kind of a rich meaning that's one who has the ultimate authority and who has the power to decide every detail over another's life. And, you know, with that, there's an ownership aspect as well. So by declaring someone as Lord, you're subjecting yourself, you're ranking yourself under that person, and you recognize the authority that they have over you. And so in Romans 10:9, we see the same idea when Paul says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So confession means to agree with or to concede as well. And so that's the premise that Jesus is starting with here, is if you are going to agree with Jesus that he is Lord, or even concede, right, give your life to him, surrender to him, and then to claim him as Lord, acknowledging the power that they have over you, and then not do as they say, well, that's contrary, right? In fact, that's rebellious. And so whatever this says about the commitment or the character of the one calling Jesus Lord and then deliberately not following him, there's a lot we could say about those, right? So it's someone who maybe is culturally Christian, meaning that they'll say they're Christian because they live in the United States, or their family is Christian, or they go to church once in a while. And so there's lots of those scenarios. And whatever that says about those, Jesus really isn't addressing that. He is addressing the downstream consequence of this rebellion. And so he wants this to be a correction and a teaching moment so that someone can course correct their lives. And so, you know, Jesus has no interest, as he says here in the end of verse 49, "and the ruin of that house was great." He doesn't have any interest in that, or does he take any kind of joy in watching people crash and burn? But what we see from this section is a couple of things that are notable. First, in both examples, for the example of the one who did do what Jesus had said and the one who didn't, who was rebellious, both of those had storms in their lives, right? Both of those had tribulation, the flood that assaults the house. And then the next we see that the house is really a metaphor for our lives. And, you know, every detail and every decision that we make is what builds that life. And 1 Corinthians 3:11 through 13 speaks to this when it says, "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now, if anyone builds on his foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is." And so these decisions to follow Jesus in what he says are either proving themselves to be wood, hay, and straw that will just be burned away like chaff, or they'll be gold and silver and precious stones, which are of value and don't decrease in value. And then the next thing we see is the obvious that what's at stake here is either the flourishing or the falling apart of our lives. And so 2 Peter 1:3-4 kind of gives us that little bit of a framework in how to bring every decision and circumstance to the obedience of Christ. And when he says, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given to us an exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So we see all the same elements, just said a little bit differently, right? So we have all things that pertain to life and godliness in Christ, and we have this same, the corruption that's in the world, that's the other opposite side of that is the destruction of our lives. And so I know that life is hard and it's not easy. I know that, like, not only from personal experience, but from the things that I hear what people are going through. And our scripture today doesn't guarantee that we won't go through tribulation, right? It doesn't bring immunity. Just by following Christ doesn't bring immunity from tribulation or the storm. But what it does do is it brings us that firm foundation that we can stand on through the storm and bring us to that place of joy that's promised in Scripture. So can I encourage you today that to continue to build your foundation for your life on Christ, to build your house on that foundation, right, rather. And if you haven't, do so. And if you are, then continue doing so, even though it might be tough. We're shown here that the foundation, which is founded on the rock, which is Jesus, is a foundation that can't be shaken. So I hope that's encouraging you today. Have a blessed rest of your week.